International.
Hello and welcome, Mountain Dudes and Dorito Girls. I'm Donna, the Dorito Girl.
I'm Ben, the Mountain Dude. Hey, yo, Chico. You know who that is? You know who that is?
John Wayne?
No, Razor Ramon, dude. Hey, yo. And he would go, Chico. And he'd throw his toothpick at you. John Wayne's close.
It does kind of sound like John Wayne, though.
No,
like,
I don't...
Hey, yo, cowboy.
That would be, yeah, it's hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm working on it, dude. Sorry.
Did you see Hail Caesar?
No. Huh?
Isn't that what it's called? The Coen Brothers movie?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, there's a John Wayne in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's played? Who plays him?
I don't remember. I barely remembered the name, so I'm not going to be able to pull.
Yeah, that's true.
Who plays him?
That's true.
I don't even remember anyone in that movie except for George Clooney.
Well, was it good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
All right, there you go. I bet John Goodman was in it somewhere.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But he might be.
Great.
Yep. I don't know. I saw that movie when it opened, so that
yeah,
was
I remember
too long
to
ago.
Yeah. I like the idea of the premise. It was about early filmmaking, right? Or filmmaking, whatever.
Yeah, I could see how a lot of people wouldn't enjoy it if they didn't watch like those early movies,
oh,
you
sure.
know?
Yeah. I get it.
Whatever. What did you do this week?
I don't know. That's old news. Let's talk about what I did this week.
Hopefully your week was pretty exciting because my week was pretty lackluster.
Dude, my life is never exciting. But I did finish Stranger Things. We talked about this last week.
You got it?
I powered through it, dude, over
the
weekend. Started to rain, so we killed it and we did it all and binged it. And I liked it. That was good stuff. That was
it's
pretty fun.
It's yeah.
fun.
Yeah. It was a really good game.
I would do, well, it's a show, but...
Oh, I was thinking of Life is Strange.
No, Stranger Things.
Fuck me.
Life is Stranger Things would be a good crossover. Because
we were also talking about Life is Strange
yes.
a couple weeks
yes,
ago.
Yes, we did.
Shit, I'm an idiot. Okay, yeah, well, that's good too, though.
Yeah, it was good too. See, like, you were going, I was following along with you. It was like the same things work for both, but.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, but, you know, now I feel compelled to finish. Wait, Life is Strange, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. that one. Now I got to finish that one. But yeah, Stranger Things, enjoyed it, really did. So, right, the same, you still feel the same way, right?
Yes, it was very good. I think they released the soundtrack this
oh, nice.
Past week, too.
Awesome, cool.
So, well, Netflix released the soundtrack, not Survive, which
oh,
did the
really?
Backing soundtrack,
oh, okay.
which is what I enjoyed more.
Yeah, no, that was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it was really good, and... Yeah, I'm excited. I think they're going to do another season of it, but they're going to have to like go forward in time for what I was reading because that Toothless kid, like his voice changed even after the filming. They couldn't even do additional voice recordings
yeah,
with him.
Yeah, I read that too.
Because his voice lowered. He went through puberty. But, no spoilers or anything, but it does end in a way where you're like, well, I guess it could keep going, so.
Yeah, it kind of ends on a cliffhanger. Yeah, I really enjoyed that show. We've been slowly watching it again because I think, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, I watched it all the day it came out,
right.
and then Ethan hasn't seen it, so we've been going through
slowly
that.
Picking at it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ethan doesn't seem to enjoy it as much
well,
as me, but, you know.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Can't like everything the same. You'd be boring.
Yeah. I mean, you can be an idiot and not like Stranger Things, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, I liked it, but whatever, dude. But anyway, besides that, let's see. I worked and I didn't do much. But I'll tell you what I did do. Sunday morning, I slept till like 11 a.m., which you can't do if you have kids. And I don't have any kids. And I just had that realization. And I was like, because I turned 35 in a month. And so, you know, it's like once you reach a certain, a certain age, you're 30, you start to think about things. And then I think 35, you start to think again. I was like, damn, all right, it's fucking 11. That's my first thought was that's sweet because I don't have to get up at 8 a.m. to take some kids to go feed them or something.
Yeah.
And it allows me to play a lot of video games, too. So it's cool. That was exciting.
Yeah.
That realization.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. Kids don't really cross my mind ever.
That's good. See, you don't, yeah. You're younger, though.
Yeah, I'm not too much younger, but yeah, I have no desire to
That's the thing, yeah.
I mean, my eggs are, like, dying.
They've been dead forever.
Yeah, I mean, my womb, as it were, I don't know, is like a barren spiderweb wasteland anymore.
That makes sense. You don't think about it because you've already made that decision in your life that that's not probably happening, so.
Yeah, I don't have time for kids. Sorry,
yeah,
kids.
Got time for that? Sorry, my unborn children.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that I'd be a great mom. I'm sure you'd be great kids. You'd probably be cool as hell.
Yeah,
but
that's probably, yeah, that's
you're
true.
Not going to happen, oh. So just...
Don't get any
Sorry.
Ideas about bursting out of my body one day.
Oh, God. I don't like where this is going at all.
All right. I had nightmares. Otherwise, I learned over the weekend that this is news to me. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins is now the president of Total Nonstop Action Impact Wrestling. For reals, he's the actual president of the company now. So he, like, determines direction and everything going forward.
Billy Corgan. The king of emo.
Yes, ma'am.
The king of sensitive boys everywhere.
He loves professional wrestling, and, like, always has. And he had a smaller promotion at one point, and then he got finagled into Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, which is very, very distant second, you know, biggest company, I guess, in the United States to WWE. And, yeah, that guy now is the president. So there you go. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, he'll be on. I think he'll be like an on-air TV role. I think he already has had an on-air TV role.
He looks weird with hair.
I don't think he has any now. I mean, he's still bald.
But there was like a period in time, very briefly, where he had hair on because I remember seeing a picture.
<Hair on.
laughs> Well, I don't know if it came out of his head.
I mean, in the early days, but you're talking about even he went bald and then grew back.
Or something. I don't know. I remember seeing a picture where I was like, whoa, like hair was
no,
on that
weird.
At one point.
No, that's weird. That's just too bizarre.
Yeah.
That's even weirder than him having hair is weirder than him being the president of a wrestling company.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Anyway. So yeah, that was my week.
Wow, sounds pretty exciting.
It's totally not.
He has hair in the music video for Today.
Okay.
Today is that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll show you in a second.
I think he just logged on to AOL there with whatever that was.
All right.
Oh, yeah,
that's a wig, though. That's not real hair. I'm talking like I saw a picture. Google it right now. This is all.
Well, you did say
out.
He had hair on, so that kind of means a wig, toupee of some sort.
Okay.
So wait, is he naturally bald?
I don't know, but I saw him with hair, and it was like really short, and it looked weird. Yeah.
It's like peach fuzz.
Ugh.
He has hair in the Bullet for with Butterfly Wings music video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I think in recent years...
Despite all my rage.
Dude, that was an anthem for our generation, dude. At least mine. Some kids in my class were like, yes!
I do want to say, wasn't this like a long time coming with him running TNA?
Yeah. He's been in wrestling for a little while, but...
He's been involved in TNA
for
a while.
Yeah, but like in a creative approach, but... The fact that he's going to run the day-to-day business operation.
That's fucked up.
Well, I think he invested so much money that he's like, fuck it, I got to take the reins. I put too much money into this shit.
Have you watched him on InfoWars?
Oh my God, he's on InfoWars.
He's always,
too?
Him and Alex Jones are homies.
That's
disappointing.
Not that I was a huge fan or anything, but he likes wrestling, so.
I also read this one article, sorry to hijack the show. I also read this one article that he did, like, he set up a modular synth, like in a tea shop. And he, like, so much equipment, like so much modular synth in a tea shop.
Okay.
And apparently he played it for 9 hours in the tea shop. It was like a 9 hour long performance. They calculated it. He drank 15 ice green teas and didn't pee throughout the entire performance once. He didn't pee once.
Sounds like a lizard person.
Yeah. Or he had a catheter.
Okay, I'm going to bow out now. Sorry.
All right, sorry. That's, dude, he has a catheter because he probably has cancer. That's why he's bald, dude.
I'm just making a face. By the way,
sorry, dude, I'm sorry to get so heavy on this, dude. I just want to talk about him and wrestling. That's all. So what happened to your week, Dorito girl?
Well, I was on call last week. Which,
you're a doctor.
Yes, which means that I was not allowed to do anything
fun
except stay at home and watch some shows and play some video games. However, the only thing that I did, I ate Whataburger one time last week.
Fuck yeah,
that was tight. Shout out Texas.
Oh yeah, ready, Whataburger, dude. Fuck yeah.
And I also had a pretty cool encounter at Radio
Shack
Coffee.
Oh, okay.
And bar music or whatever their stupid name is. I went down to the cafe and I got a, on Saturday. So it's been like raining here and it's supposed to rain the whole week, which is pretty unusual for this time of year. As a result, it is incredibly humid here right now.
Yeah, it's always though, mostly, but yes, it's extra humid now.
Right. So I went into Radio and I got a soy latte. And I'm walking out and I'm like licking my lips because it's just like they're sticky. it's humid and like I took a rip of my soy latte. And so I'm just licking my lips like just, you know, to get some moisture going around.
Right, as one would do.
Right. It's like a normal human thing. And I'm walking out of the coffee place and I'm just like zoning out, like looking at the ground. There's a couple of steps, so I'm trying to be cautious so I don't spill my drinks. And I like slowly start looking up as I'm licking my lips and I just see this tit out with a baby being fed. And I'm like, oh no, like I'm still licking my lips. I keep going up and I'm like pulling my tongue back into my mouth and I just lock eyes with the mom that's attached to the situation.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm like, oh fuck. And so I just like smile.
Oh well, way to play it cool.
I know, that's not cool. I look like a total creep. Yeah, just like
boob.
Oh boy.
Well,
God,
I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me, so it's all right.
Well, it's just like, you know, last week I was telling you about my anxiety spiral hole, and so, this is exactly what happened.
Then your fears are justified because you do make things like this happen.
And I was just like, oh, I'll smile because, you know, like I want to express my solidarity. Like I'm breastfeeding
in
public. Yeah. You should do that.
It's much better than the opposite reaction.
Yeah,
put that thing away, trying to cover up because, you know.
Yeah, you shouldn't be shunned to a toilet, like eating around a toilet is
dude,
gross.
Pull your tits out. It's cool.
Yeah, and instead I just looked like a fucking skis ball. Like a skeezy lady. Oh,
what,
God.
What face did she make when you smiled at her?
She was just like, oh.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was like,
everybody
no,
knows that
no.
face.
Like, no, I'm not.
Oh, my child.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. God damn it. I really fucked that one up.
It's all right.
Fuck.
The baby's just scarred for life now.
The baby didn't know. The baby had a face full of titties.
That's true. Baby don't know. Baby had a face full of titty. Kids, see? Told you. Suck.
I know, it's odd that that tied together. Mm-hmm. So a couple of weeks ago, before actually last week, you went to Wu Chow.
I did.
And you said that you didn't know how to use chopsticks.
I said I was getting better, dude.
And so I
baby ones, dude.
I recently got these baby chopsticks. For the listener, it has a cute little bear on it and it has a little ring for you to put your thumb.
They're like training wheels.
And then two other rings on the opposite side so that you can place your finger in the right spot. The problem that I have with these is that, one, I know how to use chopsticks and hold them properly. I also have not cut my nails in, this is disgusting, but I haven't cut my nails in a couple of days.
Yeah, but they're not like gross or anything. They're like, you know, lady nails.
Yeah, I mean, they look pretty. It's just that they're like insanely long, so I cannot like functionally grasp anything right now. Yes. Yeah, so anyway, these are training chopsticks. They're very difficult for me to use. But you know, you can play around with these and see if maybe you can figure it out.
Fuck, man, what if that would be how embarrassing would that be if I pulled this out while I'm eating with my significant other?
Well, they have like, I mean,
dude, my thumb can barely
eat. I know, this is my problem too. Wow, looks like a failure again.
Dude, shit, I'm getting better, dude.
You don't want to cross those streams. It's just like Ghostbusters.
Oh, man, well, thanks. I mean, I'll get better. I promise. Yay!
All right. He picked up a bottle cap.
Crap passed. Graduation. Turn these in. Done. Give me the adult shit.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. It looks like one of the names for my character. Excuse me.
Another socially toast? Awkward moment.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, well, whatever. You know what happened.
That was great. I learned something new today.
Congratulations. Yeah. So my week was extremely uneventful. I have some big plans for this week, kind of. So we'll see what happens there.
Hopefully I don't get rained out.
I don't like going outside anyway. So as a result of being home locked though, I did get to play a lot of video games, which get to a little bit later. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone already knows what we're going to be talking about. But in terms of video game news, we were also talking about this last week. Final Fantasy 15 got delayed today.
It did. And there was
a shit storm
over the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty big bummer, though.
Yeah. But I understand with the reasoning that they came out with. I'm okay with it. Because they said the game went gold, so like, you know, it's essentially ready to be pressed onto discs or go digital or whatever and get ready to be sold at the end of September? Was it the original date? And they said, well, but if we did that, we would have to give you a gigantic patch, day one patch, because we're still kind of optimizing the game. So I would, by that, I mean, I bet it's like a 20 gig, 30 gig patch they would have to do. And so over the next couple of months, they said they're going to just, you know, clean it up and work out all the bugs and all the stuff that they would put in a day one patch and hopefully release it. And you won't have to download a gigantic one, maybe a small one, but you will still have to download a day one patch on November 29th or whatever, 30th, whenever it comes out. But
I think it's the 29th.
Still, I don't know. It is a bummer because it looked really cool. And the demo that I played, it got me a little excited. So,
yeah, it looks good. I mean, for me, I'd rather have a finished game. And, you know, there's so many games that come out in September, and I guess this is maybe why I could see why people are so angry about it. There are so many games that come out in September that I want to play that game, but I am simply not going to have time.
Right.
I don't know if that's all of the Final Fantasy community, though. I think a lot of Final Fantasy fans are diehard Final Fantasy fans, and that is all that they will ever play.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I guess rightfully so that you're pissed about it, but still, like, wouldn't you rather just have a finished game instead of some...
Yeah, and it's 2 months. So it's not like it's 6 months, a year, it's 2 months. And, you know, you've waited this long. When was the last mainline Final Fantasy? Final Fantasy 13, because 14 was the online one, you know, which wasn't for everybody. This is, you know, 15. We've been waiting a while for this, and it's been delayed. But 2 months, guys, they're, you know, hey... you got 2 months, go play through another Final Fantasy in that 2 months, and you'll, you know, by the time you get done with it, you're ready to rock and roll with 15 when it rolls around. But yeah, I agree. Want a complete game that's ready to go, you know. And it's holiday, make for a good Christmas present. Hey, perfect.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't understand that mob mentality
about
that.
Yeah, the shitstorm we're talking about was that there were rumors circulating beginning this weekend. It wasn't confirmed until today on Monday that, oh shit, it got delayed. And then it was just like an onslaught, like what happens about, no, they're lying. And these, you know, Reddit detectives and all these guys are just like, this can't be true. I called 30 GameStops and they told me they haven't seen anything about this. And it started, you know, they threatened journalists and stuff like this. It's kind of crazy.
Well, they released like a video message about it, though, announcing that it was going to be delayed. I just, like, why would you ever I don't know. The only way that I can justify this in my head is that it's Final Fantasy fans that are strictly Final Fantasy fans. Because any other person, I feel like, would be like, I've been scorned by games that were released too early. I take your fucking time.
We've learned our lesson, especially with something this big and grandiose that's supposed to be amazing and everything. Take your time. I want it to be as good as it can possibly be.
Yeah.
I don't want to be disappointed by a Final Fantasy release. Not by no means. So take your fucking time.
Plus, in November, I don't even know what comes out in November.
Well, there'll be plenty of stuff because it's holiday time, but... You also maybe have some time off, too, from the holidays. You get some, put some ample time in on your game. So, on Final Fantasy, which I'm assuming is going to require a shit ton of time.
Right, yeah. At least a shit ton of time.
Minimal. It says that on the back of the box.
There also was a trailer released for the last installment of Fallout 4 DLC, looks fucking awesome, in my opinion.
No shit.
No one else seems to be impressed with it. I think it looks sweet. It's called Nuka World.
Yeah.
And it allows you to be a bad guy, so you can be a raider. Which
that's
is
cool.
Not really that interesting to me so much. What is interesting to me is that it takes place at like an amusement park.
Oh.
It's so you can ride rides work on the rides and shit.
I guess, but yeah, Fallout 4's got all that construction shit. That's cool. Are they going to add the rides that you could make in part of the...
I don't know. I mean, the trailer doesn't show too much, but I hope so. I loved Roller Coaster Tycoon. Like everyone did, I think.
Oh, shit. Man, that's cool.
So, I mean, to me, I'm like... Well, I didn't get the season pass, and I haven't played that game since it came out.
Right.
But, you know, I might spring the $15 or whatever for that.
That's the whole philosophy, I guess, behind DLC is, you know, you put a game away for a while, they pop something out, you're like, holy shit, god damn, you're going to make me play this game again, aren't you, sons of bitches? Here's $15, too. But no, the idea of building, like, being able to build and construct a roller coaster or something using the tools that they have, that's really cool.
It looks like you're fixing up the rides.
Yeah.
There, and I'm sure that there must be, or at least, you know, someone's going to make a mod if you have it on Xbox One, or maybe the mods will be available for PS4 at that point in time. I doubt it, but if you have it for Xbox One or PC, I'm sure that someone will make a mod that will allow you to build, you know.
Well, that's cool. All right, Nuka Town amusement park.
Yeah, I think it sounds cool. I'm debating dusting that game off again. But again, there's so many other games out. I don't know that I want to get sucked into that time commitment again.
Uh-huh.
Kind of happy with my committal to current games right now.
Yeah, you got to do that around this time.
So then we were talking about... this is really interesting and funny that it happened immediately after we recorded the last episode. So last week we were talking about Nintendo and how they pulled that Nintendo Power site.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some other site that they pulled as well.
The Metroid 2 fan remake.
Right. So another thing... on Tuesday last week, Pokemon Uranium finally came out, the fan source Pokemon game.
It has like nuclear Pokemon in it or something.
Yeah,
brand new type.
It looks dope, and I've been following kind of the progression of this game over the like 7 years or whatever it's taken to make. It's taken a long time.
I don't doubt it. It looks quality from the screenshots I saw.
Yeah, it looks awesome. They have a trailer and everything. So this game has had 1.5 million downloads gotten multiple cease and desist orders from Nintendo.
Get out of here.
And yesterday it was pulled.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well.
But I guess you can find torrents of it. So.
There's a good chance. If there was 1.5 million downloaded. Jesus Christ. And what a time to release that. Even if they didn't plan on, you know, finishing it around this time when the Pokemon Go fever has caught everybody.
Right.
And it... Wow. But yes, of course Nintendo's going to shut that shit down.
Yeah. It's... I mean, they were... The guys that made it seem cool about it, though, they were like, you know, we don't want to take business away or
they
upset
saw it.
Nintendo.
They had to have seen it coming. So you just release it and hope some people get to play it. And I think that's the mindset behind it, you know, and then because inevitably it's going to get taken down more than likely.
Right. And I mean, they were coming at it from a place of love, which I think is why it was able to stay up so long,
maybe.
Too, you know, which I mean, not to say that like the Nintendo Power, the Metroid things were coming from a place of love. But I mean, like these guys weren't asking for money for anything or trying to get their own personal gains. They literally just made something and spent their own time on it.
I can understand Nintendo being like, well, we just have to have a all or nothing approach to this. It doesn't matter. I mean, even though we could maybe objectively play this game and go, holy shit, we should hire you guys. This is amazing. No, it's all or nothing. We can't have any of that shit go down. But that's unfortunate. So if you do hear about a fan remake of some sort of Nintendo or fan original game of some sort of Nintendo property, jump on that shit quick because it ain't gonna last.
Yeah, it's actually funny. I mean, I debated posting about it on Twitter just because I was like, this is the kind of thing, you know, I'm from Michigan, and in Michigan, well, maybe not all of Michigan, I don't fucking know about Podunk, Michigan, but I mean, like, in Detroit, it's like, you gotta know the right people, or like, know the right thing to get into like the good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Got to be in with the right people.
And I kind of feel that like that hush hush attitude is, I like that, and I prefer that, obviously, because of where I'm from. And that's just what I know. But you weed out like so much bullshit, and I kind of feel it like maybe these fan service things should have a similar approach. Like, maybe you shouldn't be posting about these things super publicly, and instead allow it to be a word of mouth thing, so that you can allow these things to stay up longer before they're just fucking shot down. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe it's, I don't know, maybe, well, when something like this goes on for so many years, I bet you at some point you're like, I just want somebody to recognize what I'm doing, you know, at least somebody. But I agree with you. If this shit just dropped out of nowhere, you know what I mean? How cool would that be?
Yeah, but I bet it would be pulled even quicker. That's true. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, but that would be, I would think the hush hush attitude with that kind of stuff, because you're putting yourself on the radar too for the people that want to take your shit down.
Right.
And you're also, you know, you're building hype for your product. Well, it's not product, whatever, your fan stuff. But you're going to run that risk. But yeah, that's cool though. I would hope that any future things like that, keep a little, you know, I'd be like to be surprised by those things. Because all other game announcements, like mainstream and shit, you know well in advance. Well in advance before something's about to come out.
Me.
So with, you know, having a surprise like this, it's like whenever you're watching E3 and they go, oh, and it's available right now, and you're like, fuck yeah, dude, I don't even want it, but that's badass. Man, that's that whole philosophy.
I thought you were gonna say it's like whenever you fart, but then it's actually a shit.
Dude, it is. Why, you know what, it is kind of like that.
It's like, but whoa, dude, there wow, it is.
Oh, shit.
It's right here.
It really happened to me. Oh, my God.
Gross. I guess it is.
I told you not
similar.
To bring that up, man. I had an uneventful week. That didn't happen to me. That's true.
The only other thing that I have of note that happened this past weekend is that Kenny Baker, the R2-D2 actor, died.
The man in the iron mask.
Well, yeah, what I wrote was bummer.
Yeah, it's that sad. He was 81, so it's hard, you know. Hey, good, he had a long life. And I think for like a little person like that, like, isn't that like a longer life? Am I being insensitive right now?
I don't know, but here's what I do know. How many people knew who that was?
I mean, super Star Wars fans did.
Right.
But
that's like, this is my like cringiest thing of society, is that you look on fucking Facebook after something like that happens, and it's just countless people, like people that waited a month or two after Force Awakens came out to go see it, and they're like, oh my God, R2-D2 died? Like, I can't even live in this world anymore.
Does that mean he's not going to be in any more movies?
Yeah, exactly. Like, really, what other movies was he in?
I don't know.
Wow, it sounds like you're really tore up about this.
Sad R2-D2 beep.
Ay, ay, ay.
But still, hey, Kenny Baker, dude, I appreciate it. You brought the personality to R2, and you D2'd it. You know what I mean?
Doot doot.
R.I.P. R2-D. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's sad. Of course it's sad when anyone dies. R.I.P. Kenny Baker. People are just using you as a platform other fucking person that dies.
Yes, of course. It's the truth.
Sorry, Kenny.
Yeah, well, you know, at least people are remembering him.
Yeah.
There you go. I have some news.
Oh, okay.
There's a new update coming for the PlayStation 4, the 4.0 update. 4.00.
I saw that.
4.00. It's supposed to have a UI refresh. There's a bunch of different things that are doing. One of them is a UI refresh. So I guess the user interface is going to be refined and easier to use, but it'll still look exactly the same.
I mean, it's pretty easy as is.
It already is, yeah. I'm assuming maybe just things will load quicker or windows are easier. I don't know.
Here's what I hope that changes. When I go to select my video source, like my various streaming services, I hope that they remove the ads for the services that I already have downloaded.
No.
Uh-uh.
No.
Like, that shit is so confusing.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, it's such a powerful smart device that you would think that, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm an idiot when I do it, too, because I'm, like, not paying attention. I go to scroll down to Crunchyroll, and then I click, oh, would you like to download Crunchyroll? And I'm like, wait, the one that was right below it that's already downloaded?
Right, it should automatically. I think the Xbox at least goes, if you click on it, the app, it tells you, do you want to load it? So it doesn't even give you the option to even try to download
it. If you can find where that app is hidden in their shitty menu.
Well, speaking of finding stuff, at least with the PS4 update, they are adding folders and libraries. So you'll be able to organize all your content in your own personal way now. That's been a big request, I believe. So that's kind of cool. Especially if you have a huge library. But you can't have a huge library unless you've swapped out that hard drive in that bitch.
Yeah, I was just going to say, wow, that would be pretty cool if I wasn't only able to have one game loaded on my system at a time.
Kind of feels like that sometimes.
Yeah, I actually was pleasantly surprised when I... Well, we'll get into it, but I was pleasantly surprised when I loaded No Man's Sky. And I didn't have to delete the other, like, six games that I have on my console right now.
For such a huge game, Scott doesn't have many assets.
Yeah.
And that's part of what we'll talk about.
Yeah. That's a taste for later.
A little taste of what's coming up. But before we get to that, that's all I have about the PS4 update.
Really? What the fuck? God damn it. That's not news.
Yeah, it is, dude. That's the 4.0, dude. It's the PS4. Come on.
You sold it. You hyped it up too much.
Now, there are other things. I swear. There's more stuff. They're hyping it up like it's a big deal. So I'm just saying that I saw news. I saw an article. I didn't even read the article. I just read the two bullet points.
If I don't get a free theme out of this, so
I think
help
they are
me.
Changing some of that stuff too, like backgrounds and stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to provide some content for our podcast. Jeez, way to diarrhea shit all over that.
Just like a shirt in the night.
That's right, like an epiphany
out your butt. Like Tiffany coming out your butt.
Whoa, dude, I told you not to bring up Tiffany either.
Oh, jeez.
I got pee.
Oh. Let's talk about shitting.
Damn. Well, while producer Ethan is out of the room, let's go fucking wild in here.
Oh, man. Oh, and Gamescom is this week. So the European kind of E3 thing
yeah.
is this week.
There's always good stuff there.
Yeah, but Sony and Microsoft and, of course, Nintendo, none of them are having press conferences at it. So only two that are big companies that are Blizzard and
EA will probably be there,
EA and Blizzard are the other two. But still, that doesn't mean that other companies can't come with, you know, especially European companies with news and, you know.
That's interesting because there was supposed to be a big announcement this week about the next PS4 console or a PS4 Slim or something.
It's they have I think that's at the end of September or maybe a couple weeks. They've confirmed a PlayStation like live stream, and so it will be about the PS4K. You know, the next iteration. Well, it's the PS4, but it's more powerful. We'll see what they have to say, but it's made for VR. But yeah, I think that's coming maybe in a week or two, that announcement. But maybe it might be at Gamescom, but they're not having any sort of press conference, so I don't
maybe
think it will
be. It's a secret.
Of course, drop it. You know, don't even hype it. Just drop it out of nowhere, like we said.
Okay, sweet. Well, I guess let's get into the meat of this. I have a little bit of news about a game that I am sure both of us have been playing nonstop. And in fact, I can confirm that both of us have because I've seen you in my friends list on the PlayStation.
My shit got hacked, dude.
What?
It's not me, dude.
Is that why you don't have a prof pick?
Yeah. I didn't even play it.
Hmm.
So don't tell me about it. No, I'm just kidding.
I compared our trophies.
Oh, for No Man's Sky or just in general?
For No Man's Sky.
I think I've unlocked just a couple. Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, fuck's sake.
Yeah, we're talking about No Man's Sky,
beating
obviously.
Around the bush.
Yes, obviously we're talking about No Man's Sky. I'm upset. You're playing it on PS4 also.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait.
No. Well, okay, so here's the deal. I was like, all right, I'm just going to fuck it. I got to, you know, wouldn't be able to play it on Tuesday because I work all day. And then Wednesday, I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it on PS4. So I still buy games from Best Buy because I am part of their Gamers Club Unlocked and you get 20% off all your purchases. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just do it. And they didn't have it. They were sold out on Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Sold out on pretty much any Best Buy that was nearby me. I wasn't going to go to B Cave and all that shit. Fuck that garbage. So then I was like, fuck, well, all right, well, there it is, settled. I'm going to have to get it on PC now. And then I checked on Thursday. I was like, fuck it, I'll just double check. And they happen to have some, so I went and got it on Thursday. So no, it was I left it up to the fates, the space gods, as it were. If Best Buy would have had them in stock, I was going to go get it. If they didn't, I would have got it on PC.
That's interesting. I wonder if they just didn't order enough. Because
yeah.
My experience, if you recall last week, if you're a longtime listener of the show or if this is your first episode, last week after we finished recording Monday night, I edited half of the episode, went down to GameStop, picked up my pre-order, which there was like maybe 50 people there.
Okay.
Which is pretty light for... Mm.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, for an unestablished franchise, yeah, okay, sure.
Well, for an unestablished franchise, yeah, I guess that makes sense, but that game has been so hyped.
It is, but yeah, I wonder, is it in the general gamer's conscious, you know what I mean?
We'll get into that, because I have some thoughts about that. But anyway, so I was the only girl at the midnight release.
Shit.
That was something interesting that happened to me this week.
Wow.
And at one point, I was concerned that I was going to get kicked out of the store, because I thought that the guy in front of me was going to ask if I was picking it up for my boyfriend. point, I almost flip the fuck out. Of course, he didn't ask that, but he was asking a lot of probing questions.
He would have eventually got to it if you kept talking to him.
Maybe. Yeah, I think my snarl wore him off enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the game, I got it Monday night at 11, which is amazing. And then
yeah, that's cool.
I got home and I put the game into the console and I sat down after I put the game in, and I was like, well, let me see how long this is going to take. And it was already done installing.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
Sweet. And then I stayed up way past my bedtime and played it on day one.
Makes a good first impression. Totally does, I think.
Yes, I was very lucky with my home planet, which I will talk about more in a moment. But so here's what is interesting to me, and what I was upset about is that I wanted to hear how your experience with PC was.
Yeah.
And
I'm kind of glad I didn't get it.
Yeah, so I've heard, like everyone else, there's a lot of bad news about the PC version of the game.
Yeah.
People are still talking about it being broken, and it's Monday. The game came out Friday. It had a later release than the console version, which is pretty interesting that it's still buggy.
Yeah, not entirely, but yes. Apparently, Hello Games has hired a whole new QA team to come in and start working on this. But yeah, things should be running fine. But I have seen other people saying it works great for me, just like every PC game release out there. I'm getting 60 frames a second, all this shit.
Exactly.
And then another person saying it crashes at desktop. So
right. So mainly what I've seen is I've read comments of people saying that it's crashing immediately. The people that I know that are playing it on PC, which is everyone that I work with, no one else is playing it on console, they have had zero problems.
Right.
But they're also all...
got souped up rigs or something?
No, they don't have souped up rigs, but I mean, they're people that keep their graphics cards updated and they know how a fucking computer works.
Right, can try to work their way through any problems that may be fixable themselves.
Right, so I am... yet again at a loss for what exactly is the issue with No Man's Sky on PC. I'm sure that there are some legitimate problems there. However, sometimes the old the old thing between the keyboard and the chair.
Right. That's true. And I, you know, I understand being upset, especially with, you know, you want to be able to buy a game, fucking download it and start playing immediately without any issues or hassles. But, you know, it's come to be expected. That's one of the one things. That's why I'm glad I didn't get on PC. And a lot of times I do debate whether or not getting a game on console or PC, because I know there's a good chance I'm going to spend at least a couple of hours either not necessarily dealing with the problem with the game, but generally a lot of times there's some sort of problem, but just trying to find the best graphics options and so I can get good frame rate, but good image quality and all that stuff. And so I'll sit there and I kind of obsess about it and get the frame rate counter out. And I hate doing that, but I have to, I'm like compelled to do it. And so whereas with the console game, and yeah, I'm biased, I grew up playing console games and stuff, but I've been playing PC games for a long time too. You know, you just, generally speaking, you just throw the game in and you're at least a lot great. You can play it, you know, right from the get go. So I'm kind of glad I'm not dealing with any headaches with it on PC. But, you know, I would, especially the PS4 version, it would be nice to have a little more horsepower to where there's not as much pop in and stuff like that and some graphical anomalies and stuff. But that's come to be expected with a game that's just this huge.
So I've had minimal issues in terms of, I guess the only pop-in that I've experienced is when you're flying far enough above where things aren't registering, which is fine, and I don't mind that so much.
Yeah, it's when you're going like a little faster stuff. I mean, if you're going just like the regular speed, it looks great, and there's generally not a whole lot of issues. But when you go the faster speed, stuff kind of starts to pop in. But it's not, it just didn't become a problem to me. It just stopped seeing it, you know, because I was so immersed in the game.
One problem that I've had, and actually someone I was interacting with on our Twitter account at DudeVerseGirl earlier today, I've had multiple crashes on the PlayStation.
Really?
And it is beyond frustrating.
No shit, of course. I think I've experienced a crash. Does it just lock up or does it shoot you back to the...
So the first time that I had it happen, I was, what was I doing? I was just mining shit, and then the game just froze, and I couldn't even get to like the home menu.
It was like a hard
for
crash.
Yeah,
oh,
and
damn.
Then I was like, "What the fuck?" And I couldn't shut anything off. I couldn't access the menu for the PlayStation. I couldn't access anything. Eventually, after like 3 minutes of this, it just flashed to the crash screen for PlayStation. I had to fill out a report, and
holy
I was like,
shit.
"Well, whatever. I hope I didn't lose a bunch of shit, because the saving is super fucking weird in this game."
Yeah, I always make sure to get in my ship and out of my ship as soon when I turn it off.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
You kind of have to.
You powered on the ship, dude.
I do the same thing. Yeah, but this time I landed somewhere and there's a whole bunch of resources around, and so I was just trying to get as much shit as I had to before, or I was able for as I was able to before I had to go back to the ship and do a dump.
Right.
The second time it happened, I was saving, and I've had this happen a couple of times. Only one time did it crash, but I was saving at one of the home bases, you know, and it just stuck on the home base. Like, it was spinning, like it was registering that it was trying to save.
Yeah.
And then it just didn't do anything, and I got a crash screen.
Oh, God.
So, like, instead of sending me up to, like, third person above the world.
Yes.
It instead just sent me to an error screen.
Oh, well.
And today I was playing it before you came over, and I had the same thing happen where it just spun around, and then it looked like it was trying to blast me off, didn't blast me anywhere, and then it just said saved, and I was like, well, okay.
Oh, weird. No, I haven't experienced anything like that. Have you experienced the shoot you straight into space?
No, which sounds amazing.
It is the first
reading
time,
about
a couple
it on
of
Twitter.
Times you do it, but then you're like, fuck off, stop! Because you'll get on and you don't even like tilt up 90 degrees. Your ship just goes up, straight up into space. You just
I take that back. I have had that happen. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Holy shit.
It happened right when I started playing the game, though, so I thought I hit a wrong
button. Maybe did something like a super eject or something. But anyway, it's like, and then you have to tilt all the way down, go back in through the atmosphere. Which is cool, and it's a cool experience every time you do it, but it's like fucking it, especially if you're like at a waypoint that you wanted to go to,
right?
And it shoots you up, so now you gotta go all the way back, find the waypoint you want to go.
Right.
But yeah, that, so I've had, that's the one of the worst of the bugs that I've experienced, aside from some like waypoints not going away. Like I, like a waypoint on another planet that I would figure, maybe they don't. But it even was a place that I've been to before, like a marker, and I was on a completely separate planet. It was still like trying to get me to go over there. So
I have had the opposite problem where waypoints just disappear out of my, out of where I am. Like just there is nothing. Huh. Like I'll have like, oh, there's a relic over here, or a home base or whatever. And then I start flying in that direction and then there's just nothing on my little radar. Really? And I'm like, and so I just have to fly around, or I have to save, or I have to quit the game and yeah. then come back. It's really weird. I've also had an issue, which I haven't actually seen any reports about, but I've had an, multiple times I've had an issue with just the HUD disappearing.
Well, it does. It fades away. But does it not come back for you?
It just doesn't. It's gone forever.
Because, yeah, that's one of the things. They've changed it since they originally showed, like, the HUD. And I know that it kind of does that, like, fade away so you can get totally immersed thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, you get back on it and, you know, whatever you initiated, some sort of thing, and it should come right back up. But no, I haven't had it just disappear.
I had, yeah, because I think like if you hit triangle or something like that on the PS4, I don't remember, but if you hit like one of the buttons, it will come back if it does that fade away. Yeah. But I've had it where I'm not doing anything and it just disappears and it's gone for good.
Weird.
And like I can't see it no matter what the setting is. I don't know, it's really bizarre.
Yeah,
it's very unusual.
Well, this is a game that's going to continually be updated and hopefully added to and stuff like that, because it's not surprising that there's going to be these issues, especially when you consider just the immensity of it, and then it was only like 16 people who made it. So but
right.
still, it would be nice not to have any sort of issues from the get-go, but especially crashes like that, that's the worst. I'm glad I haven't experienced that.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, I think the crash that I had, I didn't lose too much. I did lose some stuff and a few knowledge stones, which is incredibly upsetting to me, because my favorite part of the game, I think, aside from just experiencing the new planets, is discovering the languages.
Getting the languages. I got a story about that.
But yeah, it hasn't been too bad. Certainly not as bad as some people are experiencing on the PC. So before we get into the rest of our experience about the game, I'd like to talk about how people are still pissed about multiplayer.
Yeah.
Which I can't wrap my head around.
Well, yes, of course not. They're gonna, it's just, it's fucking gamers. But they like to point out that there is a, I've just seen one like clip over and over again. Maybe he said it multiple times, but there is an interview where he's just being Sean, the, you know, basically the face and the game director or whatever behind the game, is asked, is there more, can you play with your friends? And he just goes, yes. And that's what they just like to show over and over and over again. But after that, though,
right, there
he
was
had come out
tweet.
With like tweet that says, yeah, hey, don't get excited about multiplayer and stuff. That's not something that's, you know, necessarily part of the game. And it's not at all. I think really it would be counterintuitive, maybe, aside from going to somebody's planet. I think like isolation and stuff might be a theme of the game.
Right, I agree. So I that was what I was alluding to as well. I don't see what the problem is without having multiplayer, because I right. think the game is better without having someone there. I think if you want multiplayer in a space game, then maybe you should be looking towards Destiny.
Right. Yes, there are other games, or Elite, or whatever, those big giant
right.
ones on PC.
Right. There's
and Xbox.
Yeah, there's a ton of other mm-hmm. games out there that will give you maybe not be as graphically beautiful, or is atmospheric, but I mean, aren't you taking some of the atmosphere and the mood and the feeling of the game away when you add a multiplayer element?
Well, yeah, but that's, if you've had already had that in the back of your mind, like these, I guess, guys did, that it was going to be a part of the game that you envisioned, I'm trying to think like them, and it's hard, but that maybe that's where they're coming from with it, so they already had, I don't know, but without even experiencing the game, they didn't understand what it was.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but, I mean, not every game needs to have multiplayer. And I think it would kind of kill this, the idea of how they've created, whatever, they use that algorithm to create this 18 quintillion planet fucking, you know, or galaxy, whatever it is, universe. And in that case, we haven't found, you know, extraterrestrial life, us as humans. You know, there's a good chance now you run into other aliens and stuff. But I like the idea of never running into another player, ever.
Well, you don't run into another player, but you do see other ships.
Yeah.
And the only time that I haven't seen another ship is day one. I didn't see a single other ship day one. Day two and beyond, I have seen so many other fucking ships. It's like, it's out of this world. I took a picture on my PlayStation when I was playing of like this really beautiful sunset, of course, or eclipse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely gorgeous, this particular planet that I was on. There's just a fucking spaceship like right across.
Yeah.
It actually looks kind of cool mm-hmm. in this particular lighting. But yes, I've seen so many. It's insane.
Right. I mean, those aren't necessarily other players, though. I think those are just NPCs.
Oh, really? I thought they were other players.
I don't think they're other players. Because, I don't know. I don't know if they label them or not. But maybe they are. But I don't think... Because I've seen too many. To where if you have to... If we're starting on an isolated part of the galaxy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That it would be like, if they were other players, I don't want you in my other galaxy that I've... You know, wouldn't they have discovered things? You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, I did have that happen, though, on one of the planets I went to. It was weird. It was named Bleak, and it indicated that when I land on it, but when I was looking at it from afar, it wasn't named anything.
Oh, so maybe you get some when by the time you got to it, somebody had named it, or
I guess I don't know. I mean, it was like a matter of like seconds, because as you're flying to it, you see the name projected on mm-hmm. the side, and then when I landed, it said Bleak, and then I looked at the planet after the fact, and it wasn't named anything, and I was like, "What the fuck?" So I named it Bleak in memory of.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if you've crossed paths with other players or not, but. Either way, I just want, you know, I mean, that's, to me, there's little minimal interaction with even the NPC characters mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and I'm okay with that. I want the sparseness of space to really be the forefront of this game, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, I completely agree. That's one of the things that I really enjoy about it, and for me, one of the benchmarks of a quality space movie. Another thing that's pretty interesting is on neogaf.com, there is a whole thread of a couple people or a person, I don't remember the username, they dug around and found a bunch of, they were digging through the code.
Yeah.
And they found...
Data miners.
Yes. Yeah, so they found that PS3 and Xbox 360 folders in the game.
Really?
They also found one for Xbox One.
I don't doubt that eventually, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, they also found skins for what conceivably could be what the player looks like.
I saw, yeah, some models and stuff. And was that the humanoid thing? Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like a human astronaut.
Looked a little too cartoony to me.
I didn't like it, yeah.
I hope that's not what I'm supposed to look like.
I agree, and if I saw that in game, I would feel it looks cheap.
Right, it looks like, hopefully it was just like a placeholder or something, you know what I mean?
Right, and I mean, I assume that's what it was, because you don't see yourself in the game, spoiler alert.
Yeah. I want to know what I am.
I don't either. I think I would like it, though, if I had some reactions, like if you could see your hands or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, like if it got cold, if you're on a cold planet and like you look down at your hands and
they're shaking or something.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah,
little neat things, which is hopefully stuff that they could add in the future.
Right. And I mean, like the hands could be different types. So like mm-hmm. while I might have four fingers like a Simpsons tentacle. Character, right, you could have a tentacle or whatever, or lobster claws or some shit. I don't know. I mean, that's whatever. They also found Half-Life 3 things
like logos
in it, which is funny.
They did find one of the things was like the mystery of the snake. Have you seen this?
Yes.
But they found a flying version of like a giant snake-like creature, but the one that people have been looking for is from a trailer where it's like a sandworm.
Right.
Yeah, but...
Yeah,
so,
like Dune or Beetlejuice-esque.
Yeah, I will say that a lot of the creatures that I'm running upon, they do look different from each other, but there is a sameness to the stylings of them. You know what I mean? You can tell it's just a body part amalgamation
type of thing.
There's been ridiculous shit I found.
Yes, I found some interesting creatures. If you remember last episode, we talked about some of our names for things. I tried to name my first planet Influenza Butthole. Butthole is a blocked word.
Get out, dude!
So
Butthole is said throughout the galaxies and universes, dude.
So obviously, I went with the next best option, which was real
asshole.
World road rules challenge.
Of course, yes.
That's my that is my star system, and then the planet is the Miz.
Of course, hell yeah, dude.
And Jersey Shore.
He's awesome. Oh, Jersey Shore, don't go there, dude.
And KUTK, keeping up with the Kardashians.
Oh god, where's a Death Star when you need it? Blow that shit up.
Yeah, so you know, I'm doing things.
I named a couple planets, and I just, there's so many things. Like, do you? I mean, I try to scan everything.
I'm nuts about that.
And so there's too many things to like rename for my, you know, to come up with something every time I see it. And you do this ad infinitum. That's the phrase. You know, you do it a lot in this game because that's the gameplay loop: is go to another planet, mine resources, go to the.
You
space
get so
station,
much money if you name them, though.
No, is it? Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
You get more money if you rename them?
Because
I also uploaded everything, and I didn't get the credit bonus, because I found every creature on a couple different planets and uploaded them all, and it didn't give me the extra credits.
Yeah, I don't know if you get a bonus for that, or I haven't.
It says upload 100% to receive 200,000 credits or whatever.
Oh, really? I've done that numerous times
and
haven't gotten anything.
Yeah. Did you ever find... So, like, how many hours are you into it?
I don't know. I was going to check today, and then I spaced on it. I just played it instead of looking at that.
So
like
how many
an
times,
idiot.
How many times have you warped?
Only once.
Only
but
once. Okay.
I am going toe to tip with my planets.
Okay, so you're...
I leave nothing unturned, which is fine. And again, you know, every... This is one of the points I want to make with this game. There have been very interesting reactions to this game, which I cannot comprehend. People were irate when this game came out because it wasn't what they thought it was going to
be. Yeah, I mean, they built up the hype train, dude.
This is exactly what I expected the game to be, and I couldn't be happier with what it is.
Yeah.
Sure, there are a couple of bugs and a few issues that need to be worked out, but... It's a $60 game, and I guarantee I'm going to spend more than 60 hours on the game.
That's true. Yeah, I think as it stands right now, because I have this feeling, I think I'm about maybe 10 hours in, if I had to take a guess. And I've warped 3 times, because I purposely chose on my second warp or whatever to go to a galaxy that only had like 3 planets.
Uh-huh.
And so... then I warped a third time, and I'm starting to get the, okay, I'm doing the same shit over and over and over again vibe, but I'm really compelled to keep doing it over and over and over again. But I'm getting this vibe of, okay, all the planets look different in some respects, but then there's a sameness. Why does every planet have these mushrooms on it and all this other stuff, you know?
See, I've been to planets. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No,
I've been to planets that are like starkly different.
There's been a couple, no doubt about it. I've seen there's a couple of them, but there's just like, I don't, there's the like flora and stuff, it just look, there's a sameness to it. Then
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, there's this, yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry, okay, well, I'm just,
I don't,
I got tangled
you're
up.
Not sorry anymore, dude.
I got tangled up in my cables here. I have experienced a similar thing. I've been to 2 planets that were what I would consider jungly.
Sure.
Arid, I think, is the term for that type of biome. And they have had similar flora. Not exactly, but I get what you're saying. Fortunately, though, those are the only 2, like, almost repeats that I've had, and they were still different enough.
Right.
Like, one was like seriously 90% water, and the other like just
land.
Earth
and stuff. Yeah, no, I've definitely experienced that, to where, yeah, they're different in that regard. It's just that I think there's a moment, and that's the thing is with this, though, the reason it was so small is because they are only working with, I don't know, six gigabytes worth of different, you know, models and images and stuff like that. But they can continually add different variety to that and expand out what the planets look like and stuff like that. So, but what I'm trying to get at is that I can think that, you know, at 10 hours in, I'm still compelled to play. And from what I understand, you do start to discover something that's even more of a pull to continue going on, stuff that's kind of story related, I guess.
Yeah, I'm
Atlas.
Yeah, that leads to another issue. So I fucked myself right at the beginning of the game because Atlas is an option of a companion at the beginning.
Right at the beginning.
And you can be like, sure, like, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. Or you can be like, fuck you. And I went the fuck you route. Wow. So I'm just on my own and I've been like extremely lost multiple times. I've probably I've been trying to think after you asked the question, I've probably put at least 20 hours into the game.
Okay.
Because I was, again, on call all last week, so I was just stuck at the house. Probably more than half of that, and part of the reason why I haven't warped as many places is just because I didn't know how to do anything.
Yeah. You would have
so
blind.
I had to like watch a video.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Right. When that first, you know, decision, I was like, well, wait, is this a tutorial option? So I'm just going to go yes, just in case it is. And it does kind of give you, little hints on what to do and where to go next. And
boy, I miss out on that.
Holy shit. Well,
it's fun though.
That's part of the discovery.
Right. Exactly. Which is why I think I enjoy it. It's a unique experience. I also something else. Nuts. What was I thinking?
Well, I'll say, did you find any area where you can get rich? Have you gotten rich by selling a bunch of shit? And
oh yeah, I've been selling stuff like nonstop.
Have you bought another ship?
I have one for my pre-order, but no, I haven't bought another one.
Because, you know, you can just ask at space station. You just ask the guys at the space stations and you can buy their ship from them. Or you can come across crashed ships and take those.
Yes, I've come across a few crashed ships, but none of them were as good as the one that I got from pre-order.
Okay. Yeah, so you got to make... Does it have a shit ton of, like, inventory slots or...?
Yeah, it has a few more than what I have. But I also... So I also had an interesting experience before you came over where I finally got robbed by pirates.
Oh, like in the air?
And I got fucked. Yeah. Yeah,
that happened to me too.
I lost everything, which could have been a lot shittier. Fortunately, before I left Acid Planet, which was an acid rain planet that I was stuck on for a while, before I left that planet, I harvested a bunch of shit and bought all of the slime stuff that you need to build the antimatter, to build the warp drives.
Yeah.
I bought all of that I could, so I made everything into warp drives and then immediately turned it into energy for the warp drive thing, the hyperdrive. Thank God, because if I would have lost all of that, I would have fucking just quit the game, I think.
The pirates are tough when you first, or whatever the space, I guess they're pirates. When you
I
first,
killed
you
two know, of them.
I did too. And then
but I didn't
you.
Even get anything.
No, not really.
For
you
it.
Just get a recognition that, you know, you killed two, a little, whatever. In
the journey
kind of
thing.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. I didn't even get that. So maybe I only killed one. Whatever.
But, yeah. Watch out. Those pirates will get you. You got to upgrade your ship. I guess the idea is you're probably just going to die the first time unless you're really quick, you know, attacking them and understanding how to switch your weapons and stuff like this.
Yeah. I wasn't too far away from the moon that I was trying to go to, so I was like, oh well, I could probably just make it there. And so I was like not even trying to fight them at first.
Yeah,
and then
escape.
Yeah, and then like I just blew through a bunch of my resources to rebuild my shield, which was fine because they would have fucking sold it anyway.
Yeah, I never even thought about that. You could just go ahead and power up your shield while they're fighting.
Yeah, and
oh,
I
no shit.
I just kept doing that, and then I spun around and I shot a few of them.
Yeah, all right.
But the combat system's kind of confusing.
It's not the best. It's
I don't like that in space games anyway, so that doesn't really bother me. But just
flesh it out a little bit.
Unfortunately, you're stuck in that situation
and
sometimes.
You can't like escape to go into like the L1 R1 super boost mode.
Right. So that is disabled. However, while they are when you get the alert that they are coming, if you're in the pulse jump, I think is what that's called.
That's what it's called, right?
If you get the alert that they're coming, you can hyperdrive out of there.
Okay.
So, I mean, there are like cheatsy doodles around that.
Yeah, I took off and went straight back to the planet that I, because I went, came out of a planet. Uh-huh. Like, pirates are here. I said, fuck no, turn back around. Went on the planet, but they were still, the music kept playing. They were still like a waypoint thing for, while I was just like, fuck it. And then for the next 2 hours, I explored the planet. But the entire time, I had the like fight music going and it wouldn't disengage. Yeah. Weird. And then when I went back out, they're like, here they come. And I was like, where the fuck are they? I think they were on the other side of the planet. So, but I think that's just one of those little technical things I got to iron out.
Yeah.
But yeah, combat's not the best in this. It's mostly a resource gathering survival game. And, you know, if you're down with that, and personally, I've never played like Minecraft or any of the survival stuff before. I've just never really got into it. Like the mining and all
I
that
love
stuff.
It.
I mean, I get the appeal.
I love it.
So,
okay. So, full disclosure, Don't Starve is one of my favorite games. I love that game so
much.
It's
a survival game.
Yes. And it is so much fun. I love it. I can't speak higher praises of it. It's so fucking good. And so, let me not have a bunch of conjunctions for a moment. So I love Don't Starve. In addition to that, I also, and you're very aware of this because we've talked about it multiple times, I love Japanese games.
Get out.
And one of the best aspects, in my opinion, of Japanese games is the mining for shit. I just love the grind. I love the grind, baby.
I'm not
Dorito
talking
Girl about loves the grind.
God. I'm not talking about that MTV fitness show, dog.
I love the grind. It's so good. It's my favorite thing. So
there's plenty of that in this.
Yeah, and it's great.
Resource gathering.
That was, again, I mean, you know, not to constantly be calling parallels to Destiny, but that was one of the things that people bitch about with Destiny too. I thought this was gonna be a different game. I saw the trailer and it looked like whatever I made up in my mind. And now it's a grind and that pisses me off. Well, I don't know, do your research. You don't buy things
buyer,
day one
beware,
you fucking idiot.
Beware. E pluribus. I mean, that's not what that means.
Pubics.
Yeah, that.
Well, I don't know what you just said.
I don't know. There's like some Latin phrase for buyer.
Carpe diem, that's bitch.
It. That's it. No, all right. So I will say this. Get this. So I start the game. It makes a really cool first impression. I die immediately because I start stealing resources and one of the sentinels like scans me and starts killing me. And I was like, oh, great.
Really?
Yeah, like immediately
that
I die.
Is so pathetic.
Hey, shut up, dude. You're like weak. I just crash landed, dude. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. And all these robots are shooting at me, dude.
Dude, I didn't even have the tutorial robot with me.
Care.
And
it
I didn't
fuck
fucking
off.
Die from a sentinel.
Shut up, dude. You didn't have these, like, dude, I was on a harsh planet, man. And like, there was like bad vibes and stuff. And there was killers everywhere. And it was hot and stuff. And so anyway, I died. But all right. So anyway, I died, but I came back to life. Generation 2 Spacefarer. And so
Ben 0.5.
Hey dude, I've learned, reprogrammed, rebuilt, ready to start again. Exactly. R.I.P. Ken Baker. So I find the first thing, like one of the you know, learn the language
monolith
things. And it's the first word that I learn is give. The Gek word for give. Okay, cool. And then not too much longer, I'm on the same starter planet, and I find another one, and I find out what it is, and it tells
head.
Me. No, close. It says, not quite close, but
blowjobs.
No, it says, you've learned the Gek word for high. So the first two words are give high. So I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm going to be an intergalactic drug smuggler, dude. Yeah, dude, they're trying to tell me to give people the high. So I was all stoked about that. That's what these crystals are for. This shit's crystal meth.
Keith Planet Keith, 420.
Oh, dude, dog. So that was kind of cool. That was kind of exciting. And the reason I say that is because there's also a forum, I believe, on Reddit called No Man's High, which
is just a
shit ton of potheads talking about just going through the galaxy, man, and smoking weed and going toward the stars, dude. And, you know, the game encourages it, apparently, so... But
yeah, I mean, that would be tight. It looks sweet when you're going real quick.
It is beautiful. The like atmosphere and stuff changes, you know, the atmospheric changes or whatever, the when the sun goes up, the sun goes down. Space doesn't supposed to have colors in it. It's just not.
Whenever it looks, you see, so pretty.
But it is real pretty. You know, whenever you see like a nebula picture, that's been colorized. But anyway, but like this, it's so beautiful. And like the way, like if you're on a moon that's near a planet and how it just like is looming over you and stuff.
Yeah, it's fucking dope.
It's so cool.
There's also like, you can see like the orbit lines, yeah, which is really interesting. Well,
you know what those lines are? Trade route lines. If you can somehow find that route, it'll take you, if you just, I think it just takes you to a trading post on the planet. But if you can find that route, you can go immediately to a trading post.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, I think, well, that's the case.
You know, here's the great thing about my method. While it may take a longer time, no rock is unturned when Donna's on the job, baby. I fucking find everything.
Damn.
I name everything from Mrs. Penguin Head to Chicken Stump.
Dude, Chicken Stump.
To Prolapse Giraffe. I got all the names,
prolapse
baby.
Prolapse Giraffe.
Yep. It looks fucking gross. I'll show it to you. I think I took a picture.
Have you seen the... So there's a video right now that's of... it's the, like the Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I retweeted it on our Twitter
that's
today.
It's so fucking hilarious with like the bad accordion.
Yeah.
And you just see this.
Yeah, the melodic
dinosaur looks so stupid.
Have you found any planets that have predators on it yet? Because I've gotten fucked up.
Oh yeah, there've been a couple little things, little bitches that just like run up to me, and they're little shits. They're not even big giant things.
So I did have a big thing attack me. Whoa. And I was like, uh-oh,
spaghetti.
Yeah, it looked real weird. I also had a tiny thing. It was so small, and it generated into my ship, so I couldn't take a picture of it or scan it or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, didn't go 100% on that. That place, it's okay.
I've seen like floating or like bouncing just pineapple, weird pineapple sentient things. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, like, I haven't seen anything like that.
I have not seen any of like the dinosaur, you know, like the giant thing.
That was one of the things that attacked me. I have like a couple. So I've been naming my things a combination of like funny or smart ass names, and then Japanese names if they remind me of like something.
Some
Japanese
anime creature, some tentacle monster.
Yeah, I was about to be like real offended, like not like an anime, like fuck you, like Princess Mononoke, and then I was like, ooh, that's an anime. Never mind.
Still, fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen some really cool things. There's also like, what are the things from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like Bebop and
Rocksteady?
Yeah, I've seen two of those, which I couldn't remember the names because I was drunk, so I just named it something Rhino Head or something.
Oh, well, good, it's close enough.
I think I named something Street Shark, which,
oh hell yeah dude,
doesn't even make sense.
I saw like
I
this
know.
Fucking stupid giant, it had like elephant feet but it was in the water swimming and it had fins on the backside. It was just like this abomination.
I haven't seen any water things
really?
Yet.
I've
been on a frozen planet, and I've been on, again, that one like jungle planet, but it was like 90% water. Like it was hard to find land.
Yeah.
And I went and explored the water extensively and didn't find anything. But I'm like a master at the language, though.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I've at least discovered that you learn there's different races of aliens. I've discovered three separate races of aliens.
I have seen. You know, here's the thing, right? Everyone's gray to me. I don't see race.
Whatever, dude.
But I have noticed that there are some things that look a little bit different about some of these aliens. Mm. However, none of them have said anything. But I found enough of the monoliths. I don't know how many you found. I found quite a few. Again, no rock goes unturned when Donna's on the job. I have found enough to where there's a pretty interesting story. Really? If you go through all the monoliths.
Because, yeah, I've picked up several words, but I think because there's other alien races that you learn other languages of, so you're not necessarily learning the same language throughout the entire time.
That's fine.
I'll learn it. I won't. You might not, but I will.
I don't care.
So it's, I mean, so it's kind of cool. But all the aliens that I have seen, while they do, their heads look different, they're still all humanoid in body. I just wish, give me a fucking blob or some weird, you know, thing that wouldn't exist that you, you know, at least the aliens that you interact with, like the traders and stuff.
Yeah, well, I think, I don't know. I don't want, I have theories, but I don't really want to go into them because I don't want to spoil anything.
Apparently, I watched a review, a video review, and somebody's, that the stuff that compels you to keep going does get kind of deep about maybe philosophically and maybe religion a little bit.
Yeah, that's some of the stuff that some of the monoliths seem to be hinting about. So I don't know. It's a very interesting game. I love it. I'm definitely going to continue playing it. I know that I am going to take a quick break next week or this week for a game that is coming out, which we will get to in a moment. But I have been playing No Man's Sky, obviously, and I've been playing Pokemon Go this week.
Of course.
Yeah. But minimally, because I've been on call, so I've been housebound.
Right. Dudes, too bad you can't take your Pokemon Go into space, dude, and scan all those creatures, dude. Throw Pokeballs at them.
I know.
Dude, I wouldn't doubt if somebody mods that shit into the PC version.
Probably. I did name a couple monsters after Pokemon.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I will say, whatever. For No Man's Sky, the best quote I've seen for it thus far is it's wide but shallow. And I'm just starting to see the seams a little bit, but I'm still super compelled to keep playing. And from what I understand, they're just going to continually keep adding to it. So it's going to be getting bigger, better, and better going forward. And that's really cool if they can keep me, you know, I won't play it regularly probably, you know, going forward, but I'll probably hop back in, go scan some planets every once in a while. It'll be a game that I can just always pick up and play and keep playing for a long time, especially if they have a slow trickle of new content, new things to see, new planets to explore, whatever. So I would recommend, at least at this point in time, it's probably not worth $60, in my opinion. $45, $40, I think it's worth that much right now. Unless you're like Donna and you super love the exploration stuff. And if you aren't sure about that, you know, I don't know, maybe watch videos and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you really dig that stuff and this is the biggest one you'll ever play and it's fucking beautiful and it's got some really cool ideas and again it's going to keep getting better, so it's a cool game. I'm, you know, hey, good job guys.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I agree with you. I do like the game. I can see where someone would get burnt out
with
it.
Some people, right?
For me, it doesn't do that, but I can see why someone would get burnt out.
Right.
But
yeah.
Again, I mean, you know, we've talked about this before in previous episodes. One of my favorite macro genres of games are games where you can pick them up for a minute,
mm-hmm.
grind it out, do whatever, you know, just do a quick jam and then fucking go do the whatever else you need to do with your life.
Pick up and play.
I'm excited about upcoming shit with it. But yeah. I do think, I don't know. We'll talk about it more, maybe. I'm sure we'll talk about it more next week.
Yeah, I have a feeling this will kind of be like an ongoing little segment or something.
Yeah.
The No Man's Sky moment.
Yes, I think we'll talk about it more next week. But I want to talk to you also once we wrap up, once we're off mic, about like how you're playing. Because I do think that there's some things. It's a unique experience to everyone.
Yeah,
so, you know, my description of it might sound really cool, but you know that also may be a description that you'll never experience because you're not going to play it that way.
Yeah, that's possible too.
Cool. Did you play anything else last week?
Nope. Pretty much, it is a giant time suck.
Yeah,
and
it
you can't not. I mean, at least I can. What's the shortest amount of time you've played it?
An hour.
Yeah,
I
don't think you can't play any less.
Maybe
than
an hour and a half.
It's hard not to. You can't. I mean, unless you had the specific goal of, all right, I just want to go to this planet and sell something.
No, because, I mean, that's what happened to me is last week, you know, like I said, I got on open mm-hmm. on Monday night and I was like, well, I'm just going to play it for like 30 minutes and that's it. I just need to like get my shit set up.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, fuck, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, it is
like,
one
you
of
have
those
to
games.
Wake up in 3 hours.
Oh, God.
Like, And that happened to me every day last week. So, yeah, I mean, shitty as it may or may not be, obviously something's working because I fucking got sucked. It's a cool game.
It will suck your ass in if you're letting it, dude. You will get sucked into that void, bro. And let
just
it, dude.
Just like a prolapse giraffe.
It is. Just like a prolapse space giraffe.
Well, okay, so I hinted at this this week. I'm going to go download it so I can get that day one download in a moment. Bound, which we talked about a while ago, comes out for PS4, which is the... we both really enjoyed Abzu, so I think if you enjoyed Abzu or Journey, games to that effect that are emotional, I think that you will enjoy Bound, which is a dance...
Yeah, rhythmic gymnastics kind of thing.
Yeah, so they it's obvious if you've watched any of the gameplay that they've used dancers,
really
gymnasts,
good motion capture or something. Yeah. It looks really good, the dancing and everything.
Right, it looks absolutely stunning. It just looks really beautiful and mesmerizing, and it's a story-based game, so just like Abzu.
And is the dancing, is that, do you know if, is that just like how you platform? Is that how you do combat? Is it just...
Both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, both, all of the above.
Neat.
Yeah, so you get from A to B by doing the dance moves, and then you also do like more like ribbon dance, like gymnastics stuff as like your combat.
That's cool.
But it looks really interesting. It's a little bit different visually from Abzu, which was just stunning, or Journey, which is also like a little bit cleaner. This one's a little bit harsher. So if you did play Abzu, maybe more like the mind levels.
Yeah. And like, isn't the character, she just totally black, like a blackout? Or is there?
Yeah, it's just like a silhouette.
Silhouette, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Which is same as the queen, which is introduced like right in the beginning of the game.
Oh.
So there's a couple prominent characters, but you play as a girl and you're just kind of dancing around.
Dancing the night away. And that, you know, I guess to the, you know, I guess just listening to that description, that, dude, that sounds lame, dude. What the fuck? But watch the video of like her dancing around and stuff, and you get to control that. It's really cool looking. I mean, even from a, if you think that's lame, like dancing and shit, like the animation and the movement,
it's just very beautiful.
Really cool to look at. Yeah.
It's definitely a unique gaming experience for sure, just visually. But yeah, there is a trailer available on the PS4, so if you're interested in that, then I would check that out. And I think the game's 15 or 19 bucks.
I just want to dance.
Oh boy, I was just thinking about Whitney Houston. R.I.P.
Oh no. Oh man, R.I.P. Kenny Baker, R.I.P. Whitney Houston.
It's a great song. Yeah, so I'm gonna get that game for sure. I'm very excited to play it. I think it looks beautiful.
Yeah,
so
I want to hear what you say about it, because I don't know if I'm gonna get it.
Oh really? After you loved Abzu so much?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably gonna look at reviews, see what the see what the reviews say. Or you.
Yes, I will. I will buy that this weekend, then I will report back. There's also another game for PS4, Absolute Drift Zen Edition.
Oh, dog, damn, dude. Is that a like a drifting racer?
Yeah, it kind of looks like, I feel like I played an early build of this game at South by Gaming or maybe PAX or some
one of those
gaming thing here. Yeah, I don't know. It's so it comes out for PS4. It's an indie game. I think it comes out on PC as well. But it's basically like a very like monochromatic.
So like kind of the 80s Miami Vice kind of driving into a sunset thing?
Not I'm that of a different bright, game. But okay. It's like corals and like teals and white and black. But it's, yeah, it, essentially it's a platformer with a car and you're drifting onto the platform. So,
whoa, what?
Yeah, it looks kind of dope.
What will they think of next?
I don't know. Probably something else that's already been made. I don't know. It looks cool, I guess, if you're into that thing. Again, I feel like I really played an early build of that game, so I didn't do a whole lot of research on it, aside from just look at some screenshots. Well, but I don't know. There's also Inversus.
What?
Which comes out for PS4 and PC. To me, this looks like one of the most garbage and least innovative games of the world.
Frick! What is it, a Super Mario Brothers clone or something?
It's monochromatic, 100% is only black and white.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's like a Pong shooter game. So one person plays as black on a white half of the screen, and one person plays as white on a black half of the screen, and you're trying to shoot each other while going through like these maze type things.
We don't need any more white on black violence like that.
We don't.
What is this trying to tell us, dude?
I don't know. It looks incredibly boring to me.
Well, all right. Skip it.
Yeah. For me, big pass. There's also Dungeon Punks.
Is that a beat 'em up?
Yep. It's a side-scrolling fighting RPG, and it comes out on PS4, PS1, and PC.
Like weird mutant characters or something.
Again, didn't care enough to watch more.
I like a good side-scrolling beat 'em up from back in the day.
Same.
Like Streets of Rage, Final Fight. Those
Golden Axe.
Hell yeah! Bring it back up. With Barbara the Barbarian Lady, one of my favorite female characters of all time, better than Samus. I said it. So
Nintendo.
I like a good one. Yeah, that's right, dog. I like a good one. So this one right here, if it's good, I'll play it. I'll give it a shot if it's like $10 or less, though.
Yeah, I don't know that it's that cheap, especially if it's coming out on PS4 and Xbox One. It does look interesting. It looks very bebop and rock'em sock'em or whatever. It's very 80s
mutants,
flashy.
Sewer Shark.
Yeah.
Or no, what? Sewer Shark's the game.
Street Sharks,
that's it. Don't mix those two
same
properties
thing,
up.
Though. No. Sewer Sharks.
No, don't ever mix those two properties. I'm a huge Sewer Shark connoisseur.
It's very Pocket Max.
Pocket? What? Oh, Polly Pocket?
And Mighty Max.
Mighty Max, there Polly Pocket, yeah.
Oh, I used to fucking love Sewer Sharks.
Well, yeah, dude.
Such a good game.
Yeah, it was pretty tight.
It was the pack-in game with the Sega CD.
Shout out so Joey, who I used to play that game with in my childhood. I don't remember what your last name is.
So when we were at Classic Game Fest, I took a photo of this game for Sega Saturn called Drug Wars.
Yeah, or no, it's 3DO.
3DO, yes. And apparently it's like the same type of thing as Sewer Shark where they use like video. I didn't know that was like a style of game.
Yeah, FMV. It was the easiest way to like get video in there and then just like shoot at a target and then play the next video or whatever real easily. Drug Wars, though. I don't think I ever played that.
I never played it. Someone asked me about it, though, and I just pretended like I knew about it, but looked it up on the internet.
Wasn't Drug Wars the thing on the TI-88 calculator?
No. Wait. Yes, that's the text-based drug dealing game.
There's also the Chinatown, GTA Chinatown DS
game. Yeah, video-based games. I used to play Sewer Sharks.
Well, I mean, that was a good one.
But it was like 3D game. I mean, it was like green and black.
Green and black? The Sewer Shark?
Yeah.
I mean, because it was in a sewer.
Yeah, but like the whole, the people aren't colored.
Oh, yeah, like the enemy things. Weren't there rats or something? Right.
Yeah, there were rats, and you have a tracker that's like hard to shoot them.
And then that guy would like yell at you.
Yeah, he would be like, you fucking bitch!
You missed it! You missed it! Take a right turn!
You missed the rat's ass!
Sewer shark!
I'm a sewer shark! I was also in Drug Wars!
Dude, fuck. Man, I bet there was one production company that worked on all those different
games. That's what I'm saying.
I bet there was.
What was it? There's some other ones. There's like a cop one that's like...
Several.
Well, Virtua Cop was... Virtua Cop was fucking sweet.
Well, yeah, that was 3D. They had no live action in there.
Yeah. They didn't have... Because it's called video-based game or some shit.
Full motion video.
Full motion video.
FMV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nuts.
So, like, the big one was Night Trap. That was the big controversial one.
Wait, there's also a cowboy one that's really popular.
Mad Dog McCree.
Yes.
Which was a shooter. Yeah.
Yeah, like
draw your gun.
Yeah, shooter.
Yeah. Yep, again, another easy way to do a FMV add video to your game and just have you shoot a target and then you load the next video.
Yeah, but you don't have to hit anything. Your gun doesn't track anything, right? It only tracks if you're clicking. Yeah, I mean, on Sewer Sharks, it did.
It's well, yeah, that was just you could use the controller, so you would shit aiming the entire time.
Yeah, just shitty. Because you had like a thing they used the controller for. They had to hit the rats with.
Yes, exactly.
But like Mad Dog McCree and Drug Wars, I don't know if you.
Oh right.
If you're using the gun, if you're actually. Your aim matters, or if you just have to...
I think it does... Well, yeah, the light gun is right. It only matters when you click the button, because you have to use a tube TV for those. You can't use a flat screen. And so the light reflects back into the light on the gun, and that's how it registers. So, yes, it only matters when you click the button where you're aiming and everything.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
The more you know.
The more you know. I don't know what I'm talking about. You gotta keep going.
It's a weed, Mario!
I was wondering if anybody would get that.
It's a weed, Ma.
Don't do that.
It was too spooky.
It's too spooky right now, dude.
Cool inverses sounds dumb. Dungeon punks. I don't know.
Wait, what?
This game looks interesting to me. I do not think I will buy it.
Okay.
But maybe I will try and see if anyone else does. The Huntsman Winner's Curse. Did you see this at all?
Huntsman, that's been out, right? Is that a game that's been out? The Huntsman?
I guess
Snow White and the Huntsman?
No, that's what I thought. It is not. I don't know why I'm doing that right now. it's an RPG. So, you know, there's not enough of those in the world. No. It looks really cool, though, because it's like cell shaded.
Mm-hmm.
It's like cell animation. I think it looks kind of neat style-wise.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the game is actually worthwhile.
It's like a Japanese-style RPG?
No.
Like a Western-style one?
Yeah. Okay. But in like a cartoony kind of style.
Oh, all right.
But it looks kind of cool. I don't know. So that might be worth checking out. Maybe we'll watch a trailer here in a minute. And I'm really sorry, guys. Episode one... We made an announcement. I made an announcement about a game that was coming out. Turns out it comes out today.
All right.
You know, people didn't care that it came out 3 weeks ago, and so it had to get re-released today. And that's right, guys. Of course, I'm talking about the fan favorite. Valentino Rossi the game.
No, what? I had that pre-order. They totally dropped that out of nowhere. That's great.
Yeah. Finally, it's back, everyone. You know, we've been waiting a long time.
Wait, remind me, what was Valentino Rossi? Because I think it's about clothes or cologne or something.
It's a motorcycle.
A motorcycle
driver.
Dude. Yeah. Yes, the famous Valentino Rossi.
Right, of course.
The Rossi motorcycle dynasties.
Yes. You know him from his clever catchphrases such as, it's weed, Valentino Rossi. Yeah, so you know what? Thank God it's getting re-released. It really didn't deserve the credit that it didn't get.
Didn't want No Man's Sky to overshadow it. So release in the wake and, you know, people will pick this up. Strategies. Marketing strategies. I bet you Valentino came up with that himself.
Probably.
Re-release it. Hey, is he Italian?
I don't know.
With a name like that, you would figure. Or he's cologne. He's fucking cologne.
Yeah, he's definitely cologne. He's
Valentino Rossi, man. Just two spritz on my neck. Ladies love it.
Yeah, right. Two spritz and no one can breathe.
Hey. That's a classic Valentino Rossi scent.
Oh, no. And then there's a game called Death Stare. Stare spelled like stairs that you would walk up and down.
Really? Oh, all right. That just has a whole new wrinkle.
Yeah, and you know, while the name might be interesting, the game, I assure you, is not.
I hope it's like a push the grandma down the stairs simulator.
Nope, it's a four-player race up some stairs game.
Like Quap or whatever, where you have to like maneuver up the stairs.
I guess so.
Okay.
I couldn't find any videos of this anywhere for me to get an idea of what it was. I just know that it's four players, and I know that the game is just climbing
the goal
stairs.
Is to go upstairs.
Yeah, like a digital chutes and ladders. It's, we've got,
it's an old man simulator. You gotta climb the stairs.
oh my lord, how many more?
R.I.P. Kenny Baker.
Oh, dude. You never took the stairs. He was R2. Sad beep.
And the last game that I wrote down, which is probably the third biggest release, is Grow Home.
Oh, all right.
Which is coming out on all platforms.
Is it?
Xbox One, PS4.
Yeah.
Sequel to Grow Home.
Right.
I hated that game, so...
Did you play it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I never hated played it. I watched a video of it, and I was like, all right, I can guess I could see, like, maybe it'd be maybe a kind of relaxing type game, but then it looked frustrating, too, because you could fall.
Yep. Very, very much did not enjoy that game.
Really?
I'll not be playing this one. From the preliminary reviews that I've read, is already getting slaughtered.
Yikes.
Which only brings me joy in my heart of hearts, because I could not have hated the first one more.
What did you hate about it so much?
The controls were really clunky. Mm. The camera fucking just whipped around all the time. It was like you had to stand at the plug and just constantly move increments of like 25 degree angles to finally get it to go in right.
That sounds fun as fuck.
I know.
What the fuck's your problem?
I know. You know, it's no death stare, but...
death stare.
God, what is the world coming to?
Hey, I like that we can live in a world now where you can have a game like Death Stare. You can bite and play it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for me this week, do you have any, are there any other releases that piqued your interest?
No, I don't think there's anything for another couple weeks before I get excited about anything else. So it'll be No Man's Sky.
So for me, Bound is the clear-cut game that I am going to recommend and play. I'm going to recommend it before I even play it.
I'm going to recommend Valentino Rossi.
That's my second.
Perfect. We're in agreement.
My third, of course, Death Stare. How could
you
not?
Of course. Yeah, you got to at least try it. You got to try it.
Yeah, so, you
know.
Dude,
start following Valentino Rossi on Twitter.
All
he
right.
might send us a free copy of the game.
I doubt that.
Review this. Hey,
actually, let's see how many Twitter followers he has.
Valentino Rossi.
What if he doesn't even have a Twitter?
How could he not have it? He's got a video game. How can he not have a Twitter?
I don't know. You'd be surprised in this world that we live in. Where there's a game called Valentino Rossi the game.
Valentino Rossi. Leave the Valentino Rossi experience.
Oh, Valentino Rossi right there.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's right, guys. That's at ValeYellow46.
Oh, man.
He's Italian.
I told you.
He's got a race coming up on Saturday in Austria, apparently, but that was posted 2 days ago, so maybe he meant the Saturday that just passed.
I'm a little late with this. I just finished a race, but if you can make it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I go to his page, and then it's immediately recommended that I follow Jägermeister USA. So I'm going to have to give a hard pass on this one.
Hell yeah.
This picture is pretty dope, though. Look at that.
Is he doing a wheelie? Whoa!
No, it's just nice colors.
Yeah, that's nice.
Did you see how many followers he has? Holy shit.
4.5 million followers.
Holy shit. So we're the only people that don't know about Valentino Rossi.
Yeah, I guess so. Sure
and
does
he's
look
verified.
That way.
Oh, shit. Dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, he has a fucking video game. Of course he's verified. You doink.
Tweet at him that you're excited about his game coming out.
Yo, Valentino, hook me up, dog. Dude, this helmet that he's got on here is pretty fucking dope.
He doesn't reply.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. Lots of multicolored.
Yeah.
He doesn't reply to anything.
Of course not. He's got a social media manager. He's that fucking popular.
His Instagram looks lit.
Dude, look at that, though. Look at the old boy Valentino riding close, dude.
Damn.
Down he's and doing dirty. That technique, I know, like the... Yowamushi.
Yeah.
Dude.
Konewa.
Yeah, I started a new series, actually, if we want to have Anime Corner real quick. I started a new series this week that...
dun, 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 dun. It's Anime Corner with Donna, the Dorito girl.
Damn, dude, look at that. That's his knee, and it's like...
that they get crazy close.
Barely touching... above the ground.
Mm-hmm. what vivid images you paint.
It's barely touching the above ground area.
I believe they call it asphalt.
No, I'm talking about the area above the ground.
Oh, not the underground.
Just, you know, the air.
The air. Oh.
So I started a new series this week. It's really popular, and I just started it. It's called Mob Pass Psycho 100. What? It's fucking really good, though. I would totally recommend it.
Mob Pass Psycho 100.
Yeah, it's about this character. His name is Mob.
All right.
And he's a psychic, but he lives in a world where people are aware of people being psychic. They call them espers.
Mm.
But they aren't...
It's a Final Fantasy term.
It's not common, you know what I mean?
Right.
So they're not necessarily socially accepted, I guess. And so this kid is always trying to hide the fact that he's an esper, that he's insanely powerful. And so he when things happen, he gets to 100% and then just blacks out and turns into this fucking god.
Fuck.
And it all turns black and white, and it's the dopest shit.
Yo, dude, keep it 100, dog.
It's made by the same people that did One Punch Man, so.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's really fucking good, though.
Is that brand new this season or?
Yeah, it's simulcast right now. It's currently on air. Actually, the latest episode just aired today.
There you go. Get
on. A couple hours ago. It's really good, yeah. I like it a lot.
Sweet.
Dorito girl. Ow.
Mountain dude. Bye. Valentino Rossi. This podcast has been sponsored by Valentino Rossi.
Ew. International.